Welcome to Our Daily Portion with WIT Ministries. I'm Matt Russell, and I'm the director of WIT Ministries. And at Walking in Truth Ministries, we want to help people to be able to live a more God-centered, God-focused life and in every aspect of their life. So the purpose for this podcast is for us to really strengthen our biblical discipline of reading the Bible. So I'm going to read a scripture every day where I'm going to share a nugget about that scripture, and then I'm going to say a little prayer at the end, and that will be the entirety of our episodes for this podcast. Please feel free to check us out at walkingintruthministries.org, or you can also check out our other podcast, which is Living the WIT Life with Walking in Truth Ministries. I hope that this podcast blesses you as much as it blesses me, and let's go ahead and get started with our daily portion. Are you concerned about what the future holds? Are you confident that the retirement plans that you have today will still be secure tomorrow? Let us help you by clearing up the uncertainty. This is Matt Russell, the director of WIT Ministries. Many of us at Walking in Truth Ministries are bivocational, working in our ministry as well as in the financial services industry at WinBig Financial Group. We help people to build a tax-free and risk-free retirement. Give me a call at 817-903-2575 to support our ministry and to secure your family's financial future. Again, call today at 817-903-2575. Thank you and God bless. Amos 9:7-15. Are you not as the sons of Ethiopia to me, O sons of Israel, declares the Lord? Have I not brought up Israel from the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Arameans from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are on the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth. Nevertheless, I will not totally destroy the house of Jacob, declares the Lord. For behold, I am commanding, and I will shake the house of Israel among the nations, as grain is shaken in a sieve. But not a kernel will fall to the ground. All the sinners of my people will die by the sword. Those who say the calamity will not overtake or confront us. The restoration of Israel. In that day I will raise up the fallen booth of David and wall up its breaches. I will also raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and all the nations who are called by my name, declares the Lord. Who does this? Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when the plowman will overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows seed. When the mountains will drip sweet wine, and all the hills will be dissolved. Also I will restore the captivity of my people, Israel, and they will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. They will also plant vineyards and drink their wine, and make gardens and eat their fruit. I will also plant them on their land, and they will not again be rooted out from their land, which I have given them, says the Lord your God. Matthew 15:10-20. After Jesus called the crowd to him, he said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what enters into the mouth that defiles the man, but what proceeds out of the mouth. This defiles the man." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this statement?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant shall be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man guides a blind man, both will fall into a pit." The heart of man. Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us." Jesus said, "Are you still lacking in understanding also? Do you not understand that everything that goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is eliminated? But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders. These are the things which defile the man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the man." I love these three scriptures together, and I think it's great that they have put them together, because it goes right in line with exactly what we're going to be reading this next week, but also it really shows a lot about what we're facing today. So in Amos, he's saying, God's saying nothing's going to escape him. He's going to see it all. He knows it all, and he's going to rise up against the evil nations, period. But he also says that he's not going to destroy the house of Jacob. But he says, I will not totally destroy the house of Jacob. So the house of Jacob, those are the people, of course, who are Israel. It's his chosen people. By the way, the chosen people, which the many Christians have been taught to hate, which I would always be careful hating something that God loves. But God's chosen people are not going to totally be destroyed. Some will be spared, but some will also have to go through a little bit of the shaking, as he puts it. He's going to shake the house of Israel. Now, all the sinners of my people will die by the sword, those who say. That's a phrase to really pay attention to. All the sinners of my people will die by the sword, those who say. So we're all sinners. Through Jesus Christ, we're saved. So that's a big key there. So those who do not have Jesus Christ are still going to be his people. But this is the key. The calamity will not overtake or confront us. Those who think they're invincible, those who think that it has to deal with everybody else, not them, those who think that all the trouble that's going on in the earth is just something that we could just ignore because we're Christians and Jesus is going to save us from all of it. That's not what he says in Amos. He says, you're actually the ones who are going to die by the sword. You need to pay attention. You need to be ready. You need to watch the warnings. You need to be looking for the signs. And you need to be active in trying to make the world around you as interwoven with the kingdom of heaven as you can, without interweaving the world around you into you. And then, of course, he talks about restoring, how he's going to restore Israel. But then when you get to Matthew and Matthew and Luke, Matthew's just great that he's saying it's the words. It's not, they're talking about, oh my goodness, you know, someone didn't wash their hands. How dare them? They're unclean. No, he's not saying to not focus on hygiene. But what he is saying is you should stop worrying so much about what's going into someone's mouth and start being more concerned about what's coming out of your own. It's what comes out of your mouth that defiles you. And to take that even further, the stuff that comes out of your mouth is what comes from your heart. The things that are in your heart get there through your eyes and through your ears. So things you are listening to and watching are what goes into your heart. And then when what comes out of the heart are those words, the negative words are what will defile you more than eating with dirty hands. And then, I mean, that's a great key. But then going to Luke, simple as this. You need to help people. The judgment that we're allowed to have as believers is judging other believers by the same measure we are judged, which is the word of God. But you're supposed to be loving to everyone, but especially to unbelievers. You are not supposed to be a stumbling block for those that you call brothers and sisters who are believers, but you're also supposed to be a stumbling block for those who don't believe. And your actions can really mislead someone. And he said, that's so much worse. That is so much worse. And he says, look, you've been called to be servants. You've been called to be servants. In fact, Jesus defines the greatest position to be a servant. A servant is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So, as a servant, the way you treat your servants kind of shows a little bit of what's going on in your heart. And he says, so when your servant comes in from outside, do you thank them for what they've done and have them sit down and have dinner? Because the dinner couldn't have happened without them doing what they did outside. Or do you treat them like they're subhuman and make them go do their own thing somewhere else, not in your presence, because they're not worthy enough? Well, we need to treat others as we want to be treated. And I know that as a servant, Paul wasn't treated the best, but he treated everyone as, after his encounter with Jesus, he treated everyone with love and compassion. So I'd rather use that example as how I'm going to live my life, the way Jesus did, because Jesus loved even those who rejected him. And he still gave his life up for them. He even washed Judas' feet. So, Father, thank you that we have the opportunity to be called servant, and that we have the opportunity to live as a servant for you and your kingdom. And I ask that we could live and treat others in a way that's reflective of you and who you are, that we could be honoring, that we can build up, but that we also know that you're going to see everything. You know everything, good or bad, even what's done in secret. And may our lives be lived in a way that honors you, even the things we do in our thoughts and in secret. Let us always be worthy of the promise and the blessing that you've given to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope that that blesses you either as an individual or with you and your other loved ones. Maybe this is something that you're utilizing to spend with your family some time around God's Word, and of course, that is great. I love that, and I'd love to hear how the Daily Portion podcast is blessing you. If you would, just go to our website at walkingintruthministries.org. And go on there and just drop us a little note about this podcast or one of our other podcasts, or even just check out the events that we have available. But again, thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you again tomorrow as we dig into our daily portion with Witt Ministries. God bless.